Tom, today's daf yomi is Chulin daf chav ches Chulin 28. On today's daf yomi, the Gemara is discussing what is the proper way if a fowl is going to be killed. Does it biblically speaking require shechita? Does it biblically speaking require slaughter? So the Gemara on Chav Zayin Amabez records the position of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, who says ein shechita la'of min haTorah, that slaughter of a fowl is not biblical. That even though we said it in our Mishnah at the beginning of our chapter in 27a that we require either the trachea or the esophagus for the majority of it to be slaughtered, still this idea is not a biblical idea. It's just, according to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, it's not biblical, as it states, v'shafach. It states in the verse that if a person will come and he will kill a bird, v'shafach estamo, and he spills out its blood, which teaches us b'shficha ba'alma sagi, that you're not required to slaughter it, but spilling it alone is sufficient. That's the position, first position, that shechita min haTorah does not apply to oaf, that slaughter from the Torah does not require to birds. Comes along on our daf, on Chof Chesam and Aleph, the Gemara records two other positions. First, we see the position of Rebbe Lezer HaKapar, the son of Rebbe, Rebbe Lezer HaKapar Bar Rebbe, who says, why does it say in the verse, Ma Talmud Lomer, Ach Kasher Yeachel Es HaTzvi, Ve'es HaAyel Kein Tochenu? And so this verse implies, what are we learning from the deer and the ram? And it's coming to tell us, says Rebbe Lezer HaKapar Bar Rebbe, that it's to tell us that ein lo shechita by an oaf, that birds do not have slaughter midivrei Torah from the Torah, elo midivrei sofrim. They're only required to be slaughtered rabbinically. Comes along a third position, that it's not midivrei sofrim, but that it's actually biblical. And this is the position of Rebbe, because Rebbe says, it says in the verse, v'zavachta mibkarcha mitzoncha asher nasan Hashem lecha kasher tzivisicha, you shall slaughter from your cattle, from your sheep, that from that which Hashem your God gave to you, just like you were commanded. Kasher tzivisicha. And this teaches us, says Rebbe, Melamed shenistava Moshe al haveshet va'al hakaneh. This teaches us that Moshe was required to slaughter the esophagus and the trachea, va'al rov echad ba'of, and the majority of one of these simanim by a fowl, meaning by a behemoth, were required to slaughter both, or the majority of both, but by a bird required to slaughter one, v'al shnayim bebehema, and the majority, v'al rov shnayim bebehema, and the majority of both of them by an animal. So we see from here that by an oaf, according to Rebbe, it's biblically speaking that there's a majority to slaughter, there's a requirement to slaughter the majority of one of them, but by a behema, there's biblically speaking a majority to slaughter both of them. Comes along Tosfos on our page in Dibur HaMaskil Va'al, and Tosfos says, Yesh Mefarshim. This is a very unusual Tosfos. He says, some say, Didarish Bigamatria, that we must expound this using Gematria. Gematria is really the numerical application to words. And so he says, we expound it in the following manner, because the word, the key word in this verse is dika asher. And if we take the word asher, it begins with an aleph, and the word aleph teaches us echad ba'of, that one simen is required by a bird. And the second word is shin, which tells us shnayim bebehema, two simanim are required by an animal. And the third letter is resh, which tells us rubo shel echad kamohu, that the majority of one of the pipes is like the entire pipe. If you slaughter the majority of one of the simanim, it's like you slaughtered both of them. Rov echa ba'of v'rov shnayim b'behema. You need the majority of one by a bird and two by an animal. And also says Tosfos, v'rash etevos l'mafreya. If we take this verse and this word, ka'asher, and we retroactively apply it, guess what we spell? It says, rubo shel echad kamohu. It teaches us this idea of the majority of one of them is like the whole thing. That's the if we spell the word backwards, it's Reish Shin Aleph Chaf. It stands for Rubo Shel Echad Kamo. That's Tosfos's explanation using Gematria. We typically think Gematria is the application of numbers. Here, really what Gematria means is the use of the letters of the word to give us a deeper meaning, a deeper explanation. The Kol HaRamaz explains in his commentary to Nazir that Gematria is one of the 32 measures in which the Torah is expounded. And according to the Brayso of Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and this is the 22nd measure. And according to Avos, it says gematros are parparos lechachma. They are like the dessert to wisdom. And Bar Tanur explains that just like there's delight in eating the appetizers to wisdom, and just like there's delight in eating the dessert at the end of the meal, so too there's wisdom in gematria, because it makes the person who possesses it more precious and delights this person in the eyes of others. So he says it's basically like dessert. And the Tosfos Yom Tov writes, the Tosfos Yom Tov explains that Maimonides is saying that the word gematria is actually a Greek word, and it means that like the Greeks use the word geometry, according to Maimonides, that like the Greeks use the word geometry to explain measures, so too Chazal used this word to teach us cheshbon amila, the explanation or the calculation of the word. So we see that gematria, which some people will say, oh, it's just gematria, that gematria is a very deep idea, that it's found in the Talmud, it's found in our holy rabbis, are saying that it enhances the flavor of the Torah, it lifts it up, and the word gematria itself is a Greek word. This is the basic teaching, that gematrias are parparos l'chachma, that they are the dessert to wisdom.